Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. 7 half of the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer, and we have the Farm Food and Family Department. Every day you can pick up things by listening to our Monday through Friday program that affects you in terms of the food that is around for you to eat, for the farmers, attention to the farmers, and what's being grown and where you can get the best, for example, turkeys. It's usually a turkey farm in most every community. And so as we bring our families together, thinking about the gatherings, we're enjoying turkey and a lot of other things, but it's a turkey-centered meal for most people, right? And is that the tradition? I was looking at the story of a farm up in New Hampshire that provides a very good example of the impact the Thanksgiving season has on the farmers in not only New Hampshire, but wherever there are turkey farms, and they're all over the country, as I said. This is the story about Herd Farms, family business. 1923 is when they first got started. There were great-grandparents and grandparents and parents. You got the whole idea. And so it had been that this was a dairy farm, but with the changes going on, finances being what they are, they went to beef and pigs and hens and that sort of thing, and turkeys became a staple for this time of year. So this is a very interesting, they have a reasonable amount of dozens of beef cattle, dozens of pigs, dozens of laying hens. They have 10,000 meat chickens, and they raise 800 turkeys a year. So the turkeys are well spoken for. He said when they got started back in 2010, they started with 50 birds, and they sold them in a day. Whenever the information got out, people want a fresh turkey, right? So here's a good story about a turkey farm that now he's found his playing field to be level at about 800 turkeys and what that does. But when you look at the turkeys range from 12 pounds to 25 pounds on this fellow's, on his farm. When you look at the stats, though, and I've gone over these, but because I think it's alarming, frankly, how the dollars are divided up, and the farmer who's responsible for most of the food that you're going to eat doesn't get much money. The average 11-pound turkey sells for $22. I think the average 20-pound turkey sells for about $35. Farmer's share of that, 66 cents a pound. Maybe I'm telling you stuff that you already know. This is something that is troublesome to me because I don't like to think that we're that shallow in our country, that we just don't get it. But apparently that's the way it is, especially with the big companies, the big agribusinesses that are growing a lot of this stuff. And, you know, Butterball, how many, they have farmers all over the country growing their turkeys, and they beat them up on the price so they can get as much for them as is possible. That's American business, but come on. 16 cents an ounce for pumpkin pie filling. I was looking at the preferences that people are expressing for pumpkin pie or apple pie. And so as you look around the country, it's very interesting how as Thanksgiving began, where some of these preparations went. It was easier to find pumpkin pie or pumpkins than it was to find apples. So some of the earlier states had pumpkin pie, and still that's a favorite. Apple pie, it's about half and half, except when you go to Hawaii, they have haupia pie. I don't even know what that is. But there's a lot of, you know, the focus on apple. Most of the northern states, as I say, the surveys show that they prefer apple pie. Actually, there are more. It's about two-thirds to one-third, apple pie over pumpkin pie. And then there's sweet potato pie that shows up in Mississippi and a few other states like that. But that's sort of where that is going. And I don't want to belabor the point in terms of what we get and what we don't get. I just want people to know. And I guess I'm talking and preaching to the choir here when I'm talking about some of the news, some of the results of these surveys about what farmers get paid. Farmers encourage people locally. The social media stuff has had a big effect on getting people to shop locally for their Thanksgiving meals this year. But when you get right down to it, how just a few cents of every dollar spent on Thanksgiving goes back to the farmers who produce the ingredients. And that's just not acceptable. And when, you know, it comes to what the farmers get during the regular year versus what they get at holiday meals, the farmers get beaten up because they have to be competitive with the supermarkets. But what you get is so much better. I would, my course of counseling would be for you, if you have, you know, the turkeys are sold now. But whatever you are pricing, don't try to be competitive with a local supermarket. Sell your safety. That is the way the food is grown. Sell its freshness. Sell the fact that you can have people come to the farm and look and see where the food is grown. That's very, very important, I think, for a lot of people. The share of the farmers getting for food, it depends on the local economy, much as anything else. But it's good for the dollars to stay local. And again, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but I find it disgusting when I look at how much the farmers get for turkey and the fixins. And, you know, we say, I guess we maybe sound like a broken record because we have the same story every year. And this year the prices are lower because the farmer's share remains cents on the dollar. And so you can see all of the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, has basically the same survey, the same results, and they aren't good. I don't think they're good anyway. So that's the update on Thanksgiving meals and what you're getting out of it. Not that you didn't know yourself, but sort of underscores it because we have people listening that aren't just farmers. This is a way for us to focus on the American family farmer, but it also is for people who want to know what's going on the farm. I have some entomology to talk about in a matter of moments as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for you to take some time, maybe this week, maybe next week, maybe over the holidays. If things have slowed down on your farm and you have a few days to go away, how about taking advantage of that 3-day, 2-night trip to Las Vegas? Last-minute deal doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, people think there's a catch to this, and there really isn't. If you want to go, they'll suggest to you that you can stay longer than 3 days and 2 nights, and they give you the 2 nights free. You might want to stay a couple of more nights. Whatever it is, it's a big deal. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-3684. That's the number to call. You have to, you can play the games that are there. Right now, 800-419-DUG, 800-419-3684 for 3 days and 2 nights free in Las Vegas. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Back on the American Family Farmer for Thanksgiving weekend, Doug Steffen here with an overview of entomology and entomologists. Now, if you don't know what an entomologist is, I think we talked about this a little bit last week with somebody who specialized in certain types of entomology and that lady that was from Colorado that had a lot of things to say about insects. And I've talked a lot about the fear that gets focused on because we're losing species and we're going to ruin the planet, yada, yada, yada. No, the planet takes care of itself. Anyway, some of these entomologists, so I went back to review what this lady was saying last week and also information from other entomologists who are focused on insects. Now, we knew there was a big problem with bees. That seems to be correcting itself. But there are other insects that are declining at alarming rates, according to this new study from the National Academy of Science. So they're going to try to track insect trends all across our country. So let's say you're out in the pasture and you have some cow manure. You're looking at it. What's crawling around in the cow manure? There are dung beetles that are no really bigger than a grain of rice. They have a shiny black head and a sort of matted brown body. Without this beetle, there is a lot of the things that they're doing with the manure. They help to enhance the microbes that are in the micro. When you look at a pile of poop, and the next day after a cow poops, you look around out 2, 3, 4 feet, and the grass is a lot greener because of the microbes that are in the manure, and then they get into the soil. And it's fabulous. It's really fabulous. But apparently these beetles help to enhance the value of it, and without them, the grass isn't as healthy. So anyway, the dung beetles apparently break up the manure, take small bits underground, turning the manure into nutrients. And so this is a valuable, this is part of the microbes, for sure. And it prevents diseases, saves U.S. cattle. And so the concern here is that the beetles are being threatened because of some of the things that are going on, some of the sprays, some of the things that, you know, you get from Monsanto spray around the field, not good for these insects. So do we need them? At this point, the answer is yes. And so those who are involved in biological conservation see these types of insects as declining quite fast. Birds, reptiles, mammals are, you know, their poop is not doing as much good as it used to because the insects that helped to make it all work, part of the, you know, part of God's plan, I guess, if you believe in that sort of thing, is to have all these things working together. I have faith that if these things go away, there'll be something else that comes along that makes this, that does the same thing and doesn't cause, you know, as much. It isn't something to be worried about. Let's put it that way. I don't think it is anyway. All right. Interest rates going down. Interest rates going down, you heard me correctly. Interest rates are going down. As we all know, they started increasing early last year, and they went up and up and up and up and up. I think they went up about 5 points over the course of the last 18 months. Or so. Yeah, about 18 months. But now, because the Farm Credit Service people are examining this, looking at the way the Fed last couple of times just decided not to increase the rate, and you see that the economy is really basically pretty good, and it's not, you know, it's expensive to borrow money at even 7% in comparison to what we were buying it for before, but you know what? It's still everything, all the numbers are headed in the right direction. So I think you can be optimistic, and maybe that's something that you give thanks for this Thanksgiving. Just a suggestion. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next, we have a discussion for your, listening and dancing pleasure about urban farming. How can that work in your community? We'll get to that after these words.
The
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a story of inner city urban growing. We've had a focus on this here and there over the course of the history of the last few years. There's a Boston-based company that is involved in urban farming. They are called Green City Growers, and they're trying to provide inspiration, and I guess that helps me to get into the conversation with Christopher Grallet, who runs, he's the president of Green City Growers. So, Christopher, what's your background, first of all? Are you a farm kid?
Yes, I grew up working on a mixed vegetable operation right here in Massachusetts, in Acton, Massachusetts, and then studied agriculture. I always like to say when I was the uncool kid in town. Work on a farm and study ag, but it seems like things have shifted around. But I work globally in the mostly in the fresh produce business, fresh produce production and distribution. And 8 years ago, moved back here to Boston, become involved in Green City Growers.
That was very interesting. I'm here in Acton. I'm in Framingham. I'm not a grower. I'm a cow guy. But there are so few of us left doing this with the urban sprawl that's taking place here. This is a way, however, for you to combat the urban sprawl and to provide people, especially it's on people's minds at Thanksgiving, I think. It ought to be on people's minds all the time as to how to effectively do something like this. And that's the key, isn't it, right? You have to make a business out of it.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways I could approach that statement and that question. Certainly, we look to make a business out of it. And, you know, so Green City Growers installs and maintains and provides all kinds of programming and engagement around on-site food production. In 2023, we visited multiple times over 200 sites, almost 250 sites as a service for customers that range from preschools all the way up to sensory gardens at senior living institutions and everything in between. So corporate campuses and multifamily residences and private residences. And we're in over 50 Boston public schools now because the Boston public school system sees our programs and our projects as lasting. They don't come and go with a PTO organization or a champion parent or teacher. And, you know, fundamentally, you mentioned urban sprawl and you mentioned the loss of agriculture, and there's not too many of us around. So for me personally, and I think for most people in this organization, it is about how do we bring local food production back into the forefront. I think it's something that people are asking for. I think it's a fundamental part of community that people are lacking. As you know, and there's no shortage of an interest in local and no shortage of an interest in organic. You know, and it's also hard work. So, we need to work with legacy agriculture to learn from how it's worked in the past. I always say local's not new. In 1920, Middlesex County, Massachusetts, where Acton resides, and and Framingham ranked fifth in the nation for farm gate value of fruits and vegetables. So,
what does that mean?
It means that the county ranked number five in the value of the crops at on farm product value for.
You mean how much they're selling them for? How much they net in growing and selling?
The monetary value was fifth in the nation, so ahead of Salinas and ahead of South Jersey counties and things like that.
All right, well, that's a good place to pause for a moment. Farm value, that's what we're all looking for. That's why these suggestions that we come up with people like Christopher are so helpful. Hold on. A lot of great ideas here. I can feel them brewing. Christopher Growlich, president of Green City Growers, here with Doug on the American Family Farmer this week.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hamas will release at least 50 hostages in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. This comes as Israel and the militant Palestinian group have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let in aid. The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10 hostages are freed each day after that. Airports across the U.S. are on high alert after a car explosion on a bridge near Buffalo, New York. Reports say two people are dead and there are images of twisted metal. Ricky Williams witnessed the explosion.
I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. And I said, my God, it's a car.
The car reportedly hit an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Moving acrobatically back into our discussion of the products coming from the ideas of Green City Grocers, a Boston-based urban farming company. This is, again, an idea that's taking off all around the country. I'm going to share something with you, Christopher. You may have heard about it because it sort of is the buzz. I've created an agrihood. Do you know what? Are you familiar with that term? Agrihood?
I am, yes.
Okay, so we have one here in Framingham that I've put together with a couple of other fellas. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, wow, because we're going to have gardens all around. We have 54 acres. We're using 13 for houses. The rest of it is open pasture for animals, and then we're going to have three-acre gardens. And I'm thinking, wow, what a great opportunity to get somebody like you. I mean, I have guys that are great at gardening, but maybe there's something here that makes sense. And I guess the question here for me when you're doing this, how do you make money? How does Green City Growers provide for its help for its staff?
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, we consider ourselves the domain experts in on-site food production. We have, you know, like I said, I've spent a career in fresh produce agriculture globally in Latin America, in California, Arizona, Florida. And, you know, so we provide a service to people who don't have that expertise. And the way we do that is we charge a fee, a recurring revenue fee, to maintain your on-site food production, anything from small raised beds to large three-acre gardens, like you mentioned. We build out the equipment, we build out the back end of the business in order to be able to sustainably support that, to make sure that the gardens are beautiful and highly productive all the time. We bring agricultural techniques, you know, organic agricultural production techniques to everything we do, whether it's a small raised bed garden or a large infrastructure or a vertical indoor farm or a hydroponic system. That's what we do. We currently have 17 urban farmers on staff that are highly trained experts. I like to say I'm so proud of this team here. This is we really are making local food production a real thing.
This could be, and I don't want to be stuck on this idea, but we've been talking about hydroponics, not only the things that can grow during the course of the regular growing season, but having things. We have a big old building that doesn't have a use right now, and I've been toying with the idea of putting hydroponics, aquaponics, there's a difference, but doing that in one of these buildings so that we have year-round vegetables. And that's something that must be taking off. I see, you know, you've got people that are on the rooftop, so that's summertime. But indoor growing systems, how many of those have you been able to put together?
Well, I guess of the 250 sites I mentioned, you know, maybe 25 are some sort of indoor growing system, whether it's a living wall or a hydroponic system or a grow cabinet or a freight farm or something like that.
Right. Yep. Well, there's a lot of stuff. This is the idea of doing this in not much land. There are a lot of farmers, a lot of young people who want to be farmers. They don't really know what it's all about. And they, you know, maybe get 3-4 acres and they try to grow stuff on it. And sadly, more often than not, they fail because they don't really know what they're doing. And so this may be a case where they come to somebody like you who knows what they're doing and they get them started on the right foot and then, you know, go off because we need to train more people. And there are lots of kids that have stars in their eyes and they want to get back to the soil, to nature. That's all great. But if you don't really know what you're doing, you can eat up a lot of money really fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And what that can do is really leave a bad mark on, you know, people that are potentially funding things like that. Again, you know, nothing we're doing here is new. And we need to look to legacy agriculture to learn from. And I think there's a division between legacy ag, people that know how to do it, domain experts like ourselves, and new entry that might be dazzled by the idea of a pastoral or bucolic lifestyle and quickly inundated by simple things like weed control and pest control or not having a market in place and things like that. So we consult the new entry farmers often to try to help them get off the ground for community gardens and things like that. And, you know, again, we're believers in what food system transformation can look like, a local food system again, but it's a lot of hard work, and we need to get our heads together. Two heads is better than one, and YouTube and some you know, books and things that are out there are nothing like practical expertise, and there's still a few, you know, farmers around, and there's certainly a source of expertise here at Green City Growers, so we want to help participate in that conversation and help people to be successful, because the more success we can have in local food production by helping new entry farmers become more successful, the more successful the industries will be, more successful the wonderful things around community building and things like that that happen directly, kind of what you're talking about, Doug, in your agrihood. The idea is to bring people together and in an agricultural environment, and wonderful things happen as we're getting close to Thanksgiving and things to be grateful for. Everybody knows that probably one of the most important human rituals and community building things is getting together over a meal, and incorporating that food production system into that is just a wonderful way of bringing people closer together in this horribly divided world we're in today. And
awful.
we truly see this as a way to bring people together, right? When you get together in a garden space or working with your animals, you know that magic happens. I've known that since I was a little kid working on the farm. It's such a huge part of what I am, and that has taught me work ethic and pride in having a, you know, money in my pocket. You know, we're driven by commerce, and we have to develop new ways to leverage commerce around the local food system. And that's what we're working on. We pay living wage jobs. Nobody, you know, we are an employee-owned company. We're a certified benefit corporation. We have full benefits for everybody that works here. Well, some of our challenges do include some year-round stuff, but we have more and more indoor systems and more work throughout the year and planning and doing other things around gardens that we have more now year-round staff than ever. There's 30 of us here. And when so many people struggle to get their operation off the ground for lack of funding or lack of experience, or nonprofits are spending so much time struggling, we really feel that we can be a driver by providing people jobs where they're not burning out, where they're making a living wage, where they can have benefits for their families. We're here to support the families. I'm here to help. This company's not about Chris Grallard. This company's about the team and the people that we work with, and inspire and providing those inspiring shared experiences that you referred to up front, Doug.
How many of your staff are women? How many are men? What's the age group?
That's a great question. I'm going to say we have probably, there's four or five of us are men and the rest are women. And the ages range from, you know, we have some interns that are in college, you know, mid-20s, and then up to old people, old-timers like myself. but I think, you know, being an old timer, I've got a lot of experience and I'm super curious and I want to help. I want to support. And I think a lot of kids today don't have that practical hands-on experience. You know, when someone really takes a look at what their potential is and exerts themselves in a little extra way, people can be surprised at the human capacity of things that can get done. And I think that's a wonderful thing about what we do is showing what's possible, that you can do this. I always like to say everybody can sing. Well, everybody can grow too. And there are things, you know, cultivation has been happening for 10,000 years.
Right.
We're trying to incorporate new technologies and things as well. But this is a robust, you know, thing that's been happening. We don't need to overcomplicate it with new language. The science is there. The technology is there. There's new technologies, ag tech coming and things like that. But it's super exciting for me. I sold fresh produce at shipping points. So at the big farms in Florida, let's say, shipping tomatoes. And I never saw myself doing that over and over again. So every day I'm challenged and I learn something new. And it's really all about the people, all about the people first.
We have Chris Grallard, who runs Green City Growers. They have grown all over the Northeast, got 250 or so farms. I want to talk about what you've done at Fenway Park when we continue here in a matter of moments. Calitrin, oh, yes, you hear Dougie talk about Calitrin all the time. Calotren. If you want to go Google, look it up, see some of the reviews, check out the science and how it works. So what I'm going to focus on, because it's Thanksgiving weekend, as the Thanksgiving sale going on right now, Calitrin, the product itself, because it's all natural, this is something that's so unique, and they make it so easy for you to buy what you need in order to not only lose weight, but to keep it off. They are making new things all the time. They come up with new ways to make the product work, and it's kind of like cooking things up. So what are they doing right now? You can take the 90-day supply, proven that it works. That's the amazing sale. Get a 90-day supply free, so you and a friend or a relative can go through the project together. You can use capsules, you can powder, you can use liquid, all the different things, but time after time after time, I look at all these things that are in there, and I see the wonderful feelings that people get from successfully losing weight, keeping it. Why not start now? Don't put the weight on. Get on to Calitrin, keep your weight where it is, or even go down a little bit. So check it all out, toploss.com, and when you are checking out, use the discount code Doug, get free shipping, and all the best deals that are possible at all times of the year. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Back on the American Family Farmer with Christopher Growlert, who's a Bay Stater, a New Englander. So what better place to show what you can do other than on the roof of Fenway Park? And I remember, I didn't know it was you, but I know there was a lot of attention to this grow on top of Fenway Park. So how'd that all come to be, and how does it work? It's sunny and warm up there all the time, so probably a good place to grow stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in 2015, Red Sox ownership, in support of sustainability and local food systems, decided exactly what you just said there, Doug. Let's make a highly visible garden on the top of this iconic ballpark here, so for thousands and thousands of people to see what's possible. So that was built, and the first season happened in kind of halfway through the summer of 2015, and we produce anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 pounds of fresh organic vegetables to be used in the food service concession there, run by Aramark at Fenway Park. And there's also a engagement deck where all of that food is donated to a local food impact organization called Love and Spoonfuls. And the production of this garden actually knocks off around 20% or a little more of the fresh vegetable production that's happening at the ballpark. So it's super exciting, highly visible, reduces rainwater runoff into the storm drain, reduces the heat island effect, helps to insulate the building. So there's all these other wonderful ancillary effects that can really be monetized, if you look at it, to a project like this.
Yeah, I would think that it would spread all over the country because people everywhere are really getting interested in this. Maybe in the more congested areas it takes on a different form, but wow, what great ideas. Christopher Growlert, if you want to know what's going on, Green City Growers, all one word, greencitygrowers.com. Check out what they're doing and how maybe there's an idea or two. I've got ideas for my farm from talking to him, and I may bring him on. It's not necessarily have to bring him on, but you got to check out the ideas at greencitygrocers.com. Christopher Growlert here with Doug on The American Family Farmer.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts about an issue, or sometimes I have a couple of issues on my mind. I think that the farm bill and where it is, you can say, oh, well, it's been fixed for now. Nah, it doesn't really. It's stuck in the political process, so it's been extended for another year or so, it would seem. At least it got into part of the package that was in the extension, so we get to the end of December. And then you go from there. But, you know, the farm bill is important, and we're distracted by it because there are things in there that we don't really need. The government doesn't need to be involved in. I was telling the story on the Good Day program that I do every Monday through Friday about a visit from, so that's because some of this money that's in the farm bill is supposedly for the watchdog groups. Now, I've been around cows all my life. I know how to raise cattle. I know how to treat cattle. I know how to make sure that they're healthy. And most of the people who buy my heifers are very, very, not most of them. I've never heard anybody complain to me about the cows. As a matter of fact, most people rave about them. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I'm telling you, I know how to raise good cows. So the local animal inspector in my town came by the other day and doesn't know anything about cows. She comes every year and she makes a fool of herself by looking at things that she doesn't understand. Like, we've had a couple of colder nights and a couple of the calves have gotten sniffles. I've got, I don't know, 25 calves that are still, that are in the process of being weaned. And so, you know, there's a little stress here and there, and so they get a little bit of a cold, and there are things that you can give them to make sure they're better off. So anyway, this woman says, "Oh my God, what's wrong with those calves? They have snot in their nose." And so my farm manager said, "Well, they have a little, you know, they're reacting to the weather, the change in the weather, it's getting cold fast, that sort of thing." So anyway, she says to Mary, my farm manager, "All right, well, we'll watch them. You know, I'll come back in a couple of weeks and we'll see how they are." Not that she knows how they are or anything about them. So she said, "Maybe I need to bring in the state. I'll see in a couple of weeks." Well, so 5 minutes after she leaves, the state inspector from the MDAR, Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, calls up and said, "I understand you have two very sick calves." And Mary says, "No, we don't have two sick calves at all." "Well, the report from Framingham, the animal inspector, is that you have calves with snot in their nose. And that could be very dangerous. It could be very contagious." So anyway, when I get off, Mary told me this. I wasn't there for the inspection because normally I go bonkers when they do come because they don't know what they're doing. And they don't know what they're talking about. So anyway, there's some animal. They come every year. Every year there's some complaint from this idiot that runs the animal control center, which basically goes around picking up stray dogs. But they've given this inspection to her because they don't have anybody else to do it. And so in the meantime, we have these. They're fools. They look like fools. They sound like fools. If there was a problem, and I want to know about it, by the way, if there is a problem, I want to cut it off, nip it off in the bud. That's why we have as good a record as we do with our animals. I don't do, everything's open. I have pastures for the big cows, pastures for the little cows. All of these calves are running around in the field. They're nursing off of four or five nurse cows. Very healthy environment. Now, you can't all do that. I know that. You bottle feed them and you hope that the 9 out of 10 will come out okay. Well, I don't lose animals, and mostly because I make sure that I find some older cows every year that will take calves and nurse two or three of them at a time, and the calves grow up to be fabulously strong and healthy. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that when you get bullied by somebody who comes around and says, if there are bullies in your community that say, "Oh, you've got to do this and you got to do that, according to page 46 on our book of directions," and this kid is 23 years old and hasn't done anything on a farm except maybe visit while he was in college, those are not the people who should be supervising what you and I do. And that ought to be heard. There should be more activism when it comes to that. Well, a lot of the activism that we have on our farms comes from people not understanding what's going on, kind of the same as with the Israeli Hamas situation. The kids don't have a clue as to what really is going on. And a lot of these kids that want to see themselves in animal husbandry, or they want to be vets, or they want to know about this, that, or the other thing, it is nuts. And so I think you just have to be polite, but stand up to them. Don't let them push you around. That would be my suggestion when it comes to these sorts of things. That is my suggestion. That's my opinion. And so away we go. Another week. Happy Thanksgiving. I know that you're probably still enjoying the fruits of all of your labor on your farm. Hopefully you enjoy it, and we'll talk again next week. Here, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.